Hello there. This is Pastor Gary Dahl of the Way of Truth Ministries with your daily moments of meditation and prayer time, which is a ministry of this radio station for your spiritual encouragement. Today, let's turn to the book of James. James chapter 1, and I would like to read with you verses 1 through 7. James chapter 1, verses 1 through 7, where the Word of God says, James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, greeting. My brethren, count it all joy when ye fall into divers temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering, for he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. That's from the book of James, chapter 1, verses 1 through 7. I love the book of James. As a matter of fact, I've often said that it is the book of practical Christianity. I remember saying that to another pastor at one point in time, and he said, well, the whole Bible is filled with teachings on practical Christianity. Well, that's absolutely true. But the book of James is one of the first books I encourage new believers to read because it tells us how to face the trials of life. And that's why I say it's the book of practical Christianity. Trials are things that you and I face every day. And in verse 2 of James 1, it says, my brethren, count it all joy when ye fall into divers temptations. It's interesting to note in the Word of God that the Greek word for trial and temptation is the same word. Temptation is that which comes from within us or even from the devil himself to lure us into sin. But a trial is that which comes our way in which we have the responsibility to pass in accordance with the will of God. A trial rightly faced becomes an opportunity to grow in Christ, but wrongly faced becomes a temptation to sin. Well, James tells us here that when these trials come, that we should be joyful, not necessarily because of the trial itself, but because of the result of the trial, which according to verse 3 and verse 4 is patience and spiritual maturity. In other words, it's through the various trials that we face in life, whatever they may be, that we grow in our patience and that we grow spiritually in our walk with and relationship with the Lord. The problem is we don't have the wisdom in and of ourselves to face those trials. And so James says here in verses 5 through 7 that when we lack the wisdom to face the trials, which we all do, if we just ask God for that wisdom, he will give it as long as we ask in faith. And you see, wisdom basically speaks of insight for practical Christian living. And so when we face the trials of life, we don't have the wisdom in and of ourselves. But when we ask God for that wisdom, he grants it to us, particularly when we ask in faith, so that we might be able to pass those trials in a way that is honoring to God and beneficial to us. So be joyful in the trials that you face, realizing that those trials are developed by God, allowed by God, to bring spiritual patience and maturity in your life, and through God's wisdom, you can be victorious. Father, I thank you for this teaching on trials because we all face trials. And it is my prayer that every one of us will constantly seek your wisdom that we might be able to face those trials for your glory and our good. For it's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Well, thank you for joining me on this moment of meditation and prayer time. Until we come together once again on this radio station, I'm Pastor Gary Dahl, Other Way of Truth Ministries, saying, God bless you and keep looking up. For remember, the best is yet to come, for Jesus could return again today. Amen.